The Rush Hour Podcast. All the best bits right here. Want it all? Have it all. On Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.
Welcome. This is The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Perth's Mix 94.5.
And house prices continue to drop even quicker than back in the global financial crisis. Now, I can tell you that given that it's a buyer's market, it would be really, really amazing if you heard this. Was caller number 19 on 133353 between now and the end of the show, and then ended up going all the way, not just taking the chance to win 2 mil, but winning it by the end of it. Imagine the sort of property you could snap up now. Love it. It's really simple. As I mentioned, caller number 19, 133353 between now and the end of the show. Mix 94.5's $2 million song with Watertown Brand Outlet Centre. You don't have to be a millionaire to buy the world's best brands. Save between 30 and 70% on global and local brands at Watertown Brand Outlet Centre, just off the freeway in West Perth. Speaking of West Perth, there's been some hectic shenanigans going on there. And I've spent all afternoon putting in phone calls to local businesses to find out what's going on.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Imagine jumping out of a plane at 35,000 feet and then your aim is to try and get to the ground as quickly as you possibly can. That's the Australian New Zealand Skydiving Championships. The winner from the weekend is actually a Perth woman, and she's going to join me right on this show inside the next 15 minutes. But speaking of shows, there's been one that's being put on for motorists in West Perth. It's happened yesterday, across the course of today as well. And apparently there are a couple of acrobats. So I spent the afternoon on the phone chasing businesses in West Perth overlooking the Loftus Street exit of the Mitchell Freeway there to find out what's going on. I finally found one, and her name's Adele. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. I know this is kind of random, but the reason why I'm calling is because I'm getting word that all day today, there's been a couple of acrobats playing silly buggers at the lights there.
A little bit of yesterday and a little bit today, yeah.
Right. So describe it to me. What's going on?
Well, they're just doing acrobatic tricks in front of the cars and I guess asking for money.
Are they looking like they're pocketing money?
A little bit, I guess. I mean, normally there's a lot of window washers on that corner.
Yeah.
And I would say they get a fair bit of money, so I'm sure they're getting a fair share.
Would you be more inclined to give a window washer your money or someone who's performing acrobatic tricks?
Oh, I guess acrobats.
So what sort of tricks are they doing?
Standing on shoulders. I think they were doing a little bit of flossing. Nothing too spectacular, but obviously stuff that you don't usually see on the roads.
Right. And do they look like acrobatics? Like are they dressed like acrobats?
Well, they're wearing lycra and they've got some braces or suspenders.
Oh, get out.
And bow ties. So I guess more clowns, I would say.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, they sound like a couple of clowns, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how often...
breaking up the day for me.
I bet they are. So, so yesterday and today as well, how many times have they been back to the spot?
About three or four, maybe.
So regular performances by the sounds of things.
Yeah, I guess if they're not annoying the regular window washers, then I guess they come back in between that time.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's kind of great because if you're someone who uses that road, you get a show in the morning and then a show on the way home.
Yeah, I know. Free
really?
Show. And although, you know, they're doing the same routine, so it does get a little bit monotonous.
This is fantastic. You should go out there and give them feedback. Guys, can we change
it
up a little bit, please? Yeah,
I know. Like, we want to see backflips or something.
Well, this is awesome. Adele, I appreciate you taking the call, and it's awesome to hear that they're breaking up the day for you a little bit.
No problem.
Have a great afternoon.
You too. Goodbye.
So there you go. If you want a show on the way home, or if you're heading into Subi or something like that, take the Loftus Street exit of the Mitchell Freeway in West Perth. Apparently, shows every hour on the hour.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Skydiving fascinates me because the whole idea of jumping out of a plane, well, My next guest is someone who's taken that to another level. Jessica Johnston is a Perth woman who now holds the title of the Australian and New Zealand National Skydiving Championship. She joins me now. Hello, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So what does one have to do to become the National Skydiving Champion?
So I was competing in vertical speed. So pretty much we jump out from 3,500 feet and we head down as fast as we can to the earth, just like at Arrow. So I clocked the fastest speed for the female for 375.12 kilometres per hour.
Okay, so you got to understand this from a point of view of somebody who enjoys his feet being firmly planted on the ground. It's not just enough for you to jump out of a plane, but you also have to be the one heading for the ground as quickly as you possibly can.
Yes. It's actually amazing fun. It's definitely challenging. And I remember when I first started skydiving, that was something I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do. But yeah, once you start, it's something that it's very addictive and challenging as well. So,
what's the addictive part, Jess?
I think the amount of feelings that you occur on the way up in the plane, you know, the nervousness, the butterflies in the stomach and the sweaty palms and not being able to talk to anyone and that feeling of that moment leaving the door, it's the most overwhelming feeling. And then once you're out in free fall, you're just 100% in the moment and nothing can describe that in the way of, you know, you're not thinking about 5 minutes before, you're not thinking about 5 minutes after, you are 100% in the moment. And then you get to the ground and you just feel like Superwoman or Superman, you know, so it's a very empowering feeling.
Just a real euphoria. So I was having this conversation with someone here at work and they said, I wonder how you'd even train for something like that. And I said to them, well, it's probably just a lot of jumps, but is it more than that?
Yeah, just definitely a lot of jumps and being visually aware of what's around you, where you are heading, making sure you've got your own airspace. You see people like the four-way teams, they're all got their eyes closed doing their little things in their jump. And with me, I'm just thinking about the breathing and, you know, because you definitely get the speed wobbles up.
The speed wobbles?
Yeah, you get the speed wobbles, yeah.
So what does that mean? What's a speed wobble?
So kind of like when you're driving your motorbike or something and the steering wheel starts wobbling because you're going so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit like that with skydiving, but it's your whole body.
Once you jump out of the plane and you're heading straight down, how many seconds roughly until you're at the pull-up stage?
So we're roughly about 40 seconds, 45 seconds.
Is that quick for a jump?
Yeah. So I usually have about a minute free fall from that height. But yeah, we are definitely going a lot faster. So we do eat up a lot more altitude than if we were going belly to earth and going a lot slower. Sometimes the male, he managed to get the record at 490 kilometres an hour.
Body weight helps.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll compete.
Well, I only weigh 60, so it's definitely a challenge for me. But, just always try my best and have the mindset and believe that I can do it and always try my best.
Well, Jess, you did. And looking forward to next year and hitting 400 k's an hour for you. But congratulations, 2019
Thank
Australian
you so
and New Zealand National Skydiving Champion, Perth owns Jessica Johnston, who even knew this was a thing. It's amazing. I had to get you on to talk to you about it because it just it blew my mind. Well, have a safe flight back to Perth.
No worries. Thanks for your time.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Carl in Joondalup up on the line. Hello, mate.
Hey, mate. How you going?
I'm very well, thank you. Hey, congratulations.
Awesome, mate.
Ah, Carl, we're a step closer. You are now on the short list for a crack at $2 million. Tell me a bit about yourself, Carl. It sounds like you get a bit of an accent there. How long have you been in Australia for?
I've been in Australia for 7 years now.
Seven years.
Six South African here.
Yeah. So have you had a chance to see much of the country?
Not much. I've just seen WA, and I've been to Melbourne once. I spent 3 days in Melbourne, but wasn't enough to see everything, obviously.
Well, it's never really enough to see everything, and you always have that little thing when you travel, isn't it? I could do with another week. Imagine booking an open ticket, or better yet, setting everything up. So how far north have you been?
Furthest north I've been on holiday has been to Kalbarri.
Yeah, so let's go further.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wanted to go to Shark Bay. I want to go to Monkey Maya, all those places. I've researched them, but just haven't had the time or the money, most likely, to go up there.
Yeah, it's usually one or two things, isn't it, if not both of them, the time or the money. What else do you like to do? I understand you like to kite surf.
I used to kite surf in South Africa, but coming over here, we didn't bring everything across. It was too expensive, so I haven't been able to get my equipment up and running again.
Yep.
Something I do miss.
There's a bit of a theme there, isn't it? And it's just your standard sort of theme, you know, that like didn't have the money to do it.
Well, I think it's the same for everybody. It's you work trying and make ends meet, buy a house, get the mortgage, you know, the kids and the pets and everything absorbs a bit of money. And you come across, especially when you come over from South Africa. I mean, I'm not meaning to complain, but you come from South Africa, you don't actually bring a lot in here.
Yeah, yeah.
So you start off late in life trying to catch up and make a lot of money and a bit of money. Yeah. And $2 million would be a step in the right direction, I think.
Oh, mate, it'd be a leap in the right direction. Well, you're a step closer, and that's a good start. Carl, I wish you the best of luck, mate.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Marco Polo is back. That's right. The Rush Hour's Marco Polo. It is the game that you know the name for. I yell Marco sometime between now and the end of the show. When you hear it, 133353. And the first thing you have to say to me is Polo. And I might throw you off. I might say, hey, how's your day going? Or, hey, you're into the draw for $2 million. A crack at. You just need to say Polo, all right? Get that into your head, okay? Get the vibe going right now. You don't want to be caught off guard.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
I got Bryan Adams tickets to go for our caller of the day. 133353. What did the cat drag in? Or dog, or any other pet that you might have. We don't have cats at our house. We've got two dogs. We've got a mini Foxy, and we've got a Rottweiler cross Kelpie. And he's generally well-behaved. He doesn't like to bring things in, but the mini Foxy likes to leave us little surprises around the house every now and again, and one really recently, in fact, this morning. And my wife and I were standing in the hallway and looked towards the corner of where one of the walls sort of meets a corner in the office and looked down, and there was this little thing down there. You know what it looked like? It looked like beef jerky, right? But it looked like beef jerky with legs. And my wife saw it and went, what's that? And so I got a little bit closer to it to have a bit of a look, and then decided to pick it up. And just in time too, because our second daughter, Isabella, who happens to be now crawling on her belly around the house, was slowly making her way towards it. And anything she gets near, boom, straight in the mouth. Turns out it was a dried frog. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Pick this thing up, put it in the bin, and then realize that, yeah, we'd had Nala in, who's our mini Foxy, at some point that morning. And when she does that, she likes to bring stuff in to the house. Little presents she likes to leave around. She's done this to us before. I don't know if it's... I hope that it was a bird that... maybe just had a heart attack or something. But there was one stage where we found a bird carcass in the second bedroom. And sure enough, Nala had been in at some point during that day as well. So yeah, I mean, look, it's beautiful. It's nice to be left little gifts. Maybe something wrapped, maybe chocolates or something like that. Not dead birds and dried frogs. But anyway, pets do this, don't they?
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Janice in Parmelia, what did the pet drag in?
My pet cat dragged in a snake. Luckily for me, somebody had already killed it.
Oh, yes.
Just have found it in somebody's garden. But I recently, like in 2016, got bitten by a brown snake in Safety Bay.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, I nearly died from the injuries and... yeah, it was quite scary to see this thing plopped in front of me, but I think the cat was just giving me a bit of a payback, as if to say, I've killed it for you.
Oh, well, that's kind of nice of it, to be honest.
Well, I didn't think it was nice. I was glad it had no head on it.
Yeah, yeah, because I can imagine. I mean, having been bitten by one and then being that close to, well, kicking the bucket, I guess, far out, the last thing you'd want to see is something like that. We've got Alana. Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. In your case, what did the cat drag in?
Our cat, Nyla, she, over the course of about 7 days, we had five very unusual black fish appear at the back door. And it wasn't until maybe a week later, my very upset neighbour was talking about her dream pond that they'd set up with these very expensive fish, and they, all the fish had disappeared.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I was a very concerned neighbour, of course, but I couldn't have the heart to tell her that my cat had brought them all over for
Oh, no. I don't blame you, because that you're next door neighbours. Like, you have to own up to the fact
and
that your cat's done that.
Weirdest fish, and to think, where the hell are they coming from? But yeah, they were coming from the neighbor's pond.
And they're, because, I mean, and they're being, like, they're probably koi or something like that, which means that
they're... No, they weren't. They were like,
oh, weren't they?
Like, flat, black. I have no idea. They were so different. I was like, where are we getting these? And, you know,
yeah,
local suburbs. But, yeah,
they're
anyway.
Usually uber expensive, from those things. Alana,
yeah.
Oh, wow, that is nuts. Last one here. Jane in Canning Vale, not so much the pets, but more the kids.
Yeah, definitely the kids.
What'd they drag in?
Okay, so we used to have a couple of ducks that used to come onto our front lawn and we'd feed them.
Yeah.
So one afternoon, I get a frantic phone call on the way home from my daughter screaming that there are ducks in the house. And my two kids, well, my son mostly, had coaxed these ducks into the house with bread. And then they were freaking out because there was crap everywhere. There was, yeah, it was insane.
That sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Oh, really? You're cleaning up duck poo everywhere?
Well, no, not so much that part, but having a couple of ducks in the house. I don't, they're one of those animals that are just, they're funny. So how long did they hang around for?
Well, in the house?
Yeah.
Well, a good 10, 15 minutes of me actually trying to get them out. I mean, these poor things were like flying into the roof, unfortunately,
oh,
and
no.
stuff. It was horrible, but I see the funny side of it now, but yeah. I was not impressed.
Yeah, good on you, Jay. Thanks for the call, eh?
Okay, thanks, Pete.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Yeah, so it's quite simple. Sometime throughout the show in this hour, I yell out Marco, and if you call through on 133353, the first thing you have to say to me, regardless of what I say to you as I answer the phone, is Polo. That gets you into the draw for what we have coming up, and this happened just moments ago, me asking, well, how's your day going?
Wonderful. Polo!
Oh, no! Wait.
Polo.
No, I heard, oh, wonderful, thank you. I'm sorry, I have to move on. Oh, jeez. Hello, how's your day going?
Polo.
Oh, yes, got it, yes. Oh, well into you. Who is this?
It's Mike here.
Mike who's here? Who's this? This is Pete. Mate,
yeah,
you are. I'm very well, thank you. You are bloody good too. You're in the running for this incredible trip, return flights to Broome, 3 nights accommodation at Bali High Resort and Spa, an invite to the pre-tournament Cable Beach Polo Party. And you know what? The list goes on. It's worth around about $6,000, Mike.
Ooh, sounds fantastic.
It certainly is. Good luck. The draw is on Friday.
Oh, cheers. Thanks a lot for that.
No worries. Well done. Mate, hold the line for me, okay?
Okay.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Want it all? Have it all on Foxtel. If it's your team every round, live and ad break free during play, call Foxtel on 131787 or search Foxtel.
The Rush Hour podcast. All the best bits right here. Want it all? Have it all on Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131787 or search Foxtel.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.